Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you here. You may not realize that it's duck season, but I can guarantee you my next guest does. Phil Robertson joining me now, the duck commander, also on CRTV and elsewhere. Phil, welcome back to the program.
Hey, good to be here.
So I understand you had to leave the dogs behind and your friends behind to come join me.
Yeah, I said I've got a little session with a guy way up north where all the ducks come from to come down here. Evidently, y'all kept them all this year because we're not seeing many. We have a flood down here, and we're hunting in about 15 feet of water, so it's pretty tough on the duck hunting.
Well, I'm going to tell you this. It just really turned cold in the last handful of days, so I think they're going to be making their way south. We had kind of a mild, Christmas until mid-January. So we're going to send them your way. We'll send you the pintails and everything else that we can send your way. They're on their way south to you, Phil, so you can let the
always
air out.
Remember, once they get here, not near as many return.
Well, that's right. So how you been? You been pretty good?
Everything's going well.
Yeah, except for the slow duck hunting. I got that. So let me ask you something. As you sit down there in the southern United States, you're a lot closer to the action, if you will, on that southern border. $4.094 trillion. That's what the United States federal government spent in fiscal year 2018. And yet somehow we can't muster $5 billion to promote border security for a fence or a wall or whatever you want to call it. I think it's semantics, really, if you argue about what it's called. But how does that make any sense? You know, I'm not real good with math, Phil, but I would think $5 billion out of over $4 trillion wouldn't be that difficult.
I'm watching these politicians, and for the life of me, I can't come up with any explanation except it's just plain dumb. They've got drug dealers coming across. There's human trafficking going on. There's terrorists coming across there. There's some that just want to come in and get on our entitlements. They view us as a cash cow. We said, that's fine. Come on. I've just watched it, and I'm going to use a word that most people don't use. It just seems like to me there's a lot of sinful behavior going on with our politicians and with what's going on down on the southern border. There are some who legitimately should be let in, do the paperwork, get in line, do the paperwork, have you enough barrier where you can send them through a checkpoint, vet them, and the ones that want to obey the law and work hard and live the American dream, we should be there to help them come on in. But the bottom line is, we've got such a mess down there now with all that carrying on. I cannot believe America and our political system cannot get together and get something done.
It's insane.
Like you say, look at the money we've sent worldwide just peeing it in the wind.
Right.
And we're scrapping to come up with $5 billion. It's ridiculous.
You touched on something, Phil, that I want to come back to. And I know that I've read a bit about you when you were younger. You were wild, right? You had some wild days in you before your wife said, you know what, you need to rein that in and tone it down, or we're not going to be doing this together. And you had an awakening. You had a Christian awakening. But I want to ask you, is there a spiritual crisis in America right now? Does America need a spiritual awakening?
You are exactly right. I'm viewing all of it, America in general and the worldwide. I'm convinced that the definition for sin, everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. That's 1 John 3, verse 4. If you look at that, you say, what we have in America here is a love problem, and it comes forth from us being a very sinful and lawless nation. Therefore, we're beginning to listen to politicians use vile speech, calling people MFs, the President of the United States, and cursing and screaming and hollering. We've turned into a land of lawlessness, and across that southern border, they're in the same shape we're in. So I'm basically going around trying to get people to repent, turn to God,
right,
love him, and love each other. And for the life of me, I do not see the downside. You know, you think about it, you say, what's going on the southern border, on our streets in America?
Right.
They have a little word that we never use. We never realize. It even says it. It's law and order. Well, once you become lawless, disorder is what you have, and that's pretty well what's going on in America and worldwide. It is a sad thing to watch. I'm telling you.
It is a sad thing.
The same people who say there's no God, they say there's no devil either, so that means there's no good, there's no right, there's no wrong.
Well,
and here
it's
we
kind
are,
of hard.
Dude, it's
hard to argue,
to
Phil. Hard to argue there's not evil out there without picking up a newspaper today in America and you see the exploits of Harvey Weinstein or what goes on in Hollywood or a woman that's been in a coma for 15 years gives birth to a child at a nursing home. I mean, you see these bits of evil everywhere. And then I see Kyrsten Sinema, the new senator from the state of Arizona, refuses to put her hand on a Bible to be sworn into the United States Senate.
Yeah.
There's example after example after example.
We've legalized perversion, we've legalized the murder of our children, and we say, well, there's no use in trying to get people and tell them to follow God so they won't fool with drugs. Just legalize it and let them stay high all the time. Miss Kay and I deal with the people in the rehabs, and literally it is nightmarish working with people who've lost their marriage, they've lost their home, they've lost their job. They've lost their vehicle. They are on foot. The rehabs across America, tens of millions are sitting in those rehabs trying to dry out for 30 days. And we're trying to, Miss Kay and I down there trying to point them to God, saying, look, why don't we try loving God and loving each other, working hard, trust in capitalism, and fearing God. And I don't see the downside there.
I don't see the downside either, and I think you're exactly right, so I tip my hat to you, Phil Robertson, and your wife, Miss Kay, who have done so much for so many people, and as you built a business, built a fortune, you have shared that, you've shared the Word of God, you've been very generous all the way through, according to everything I read about you guys and everything I see.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a good thing. I mean, you have to, of those that much is given, much is expected, and I do think that's true.
Our founding fathers would roll over in their graves. They told us over and over and over, you cannot lose your religion because when you do, and they were talking about Christianity, you lose your virtue, and when you lose your virtue and your morality, then your freedom goes, and that is the path we're on. And it's a sad thing to watch, my man.
Because we've legalized wickedness and perversion, just like you said. At the top of the segment here, I mentioned you being on CRTV, but actually there was a big merger here not too long ago. Tell us what happened.
Well, they called me down here. You got to remember, I'm on CRTV. I'm on the Internet. The irony of that is that I've never purchased a cell phone, and I've never clicked on to the Internet. But I own the thing.
Well,
but
good.
I'm there to just try to infuse a little good in our culture. They merged with Blaze Media, and somehow, hey, that's way above my pay grade.
I
just got the word that CRTV had merged. You know, they brought Glenn Beck over, and so that group, Mark Levin and Michelle Mullen, me and some others there, about 30 of us. So we all have our little... penchant for whatever it is. I tend to look at the world through a spiritual lens, but amazingly, it's a huge audience, and they're very faithful, so, I mean, I like it myself.
Well, good. Phil Robertson, always a great conversation. Really appreciate you, leaving the duck blind and coming to join us.
Thank you, man.
Hey, have a great day, my friend.
All right.
There you have it. Phil Robertson, everybody, here on the Steve Gruber Show. Thank you for stopping in. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Listen to us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram as well. It's all there for you.
Last year, electricity costs for Michigan businesses were higher than the top 10 state average and nearly the highest among peer states. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce can help you manage your electric expenses. In fact, the Chamber can help you cut energy costs by up to 70% by installing LED lighting. LED lighting is a practical, long-term solution to reduce your facility electric bills, save on maintenance time and cost, and help the environment. The Michigan Chamber is here to help you every step of the way. Find out more. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber logo.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day, or let an ache tell us what we can and cannot do. We will not linger on the sofa, ask somebody else to bring us the mail, or take the parking space closest to the door. But what we will do is take action. We will plan ahead, We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. Lace up our sneakers and grab our tennis rackets. We will bowl. We will do our morning laps and bike ride through Saturday afternoon. We will walk our dogs around the block. We will pass up the elevator and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.